Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your patience during this extremely busy time. I am off to Istanbul in a couple of weeks, and I've been deep in Constantinople research since you last heard from me. You'll be pleased to know that I have produced some episodes which will be airing over the next few weeks, and I will send you all a message from the Queen of Cities. For those who back the Kickstarter, you can see what I'm up to every day. Anyway, in addition to the regular episodes of the show, I will also be releasing a couple of listener-inspired podcasts as part of their Kickstarter rewards. And that brings us to today's episode. One of the rewards on offer was to have your voice on the show. Some listeners are going to be sending their thoughts on Byzantine history. Some will be asking questions for me to research or to answer off the cuff, and a special few are going to tell us about Byzantine-related subjects, and I'm delighted to say that that's where we begin. Today, listener BG is going to give you the rundown on the available Byzantine board and role-playing games. I really think you're going to enjoy hearing what's on offer, and maybe it will inspire some of you to give them a try.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tabletop Byzantium. This is a one-off Kickstarter award podcast. It is aimed at those of you who just can't get enough Byzantium. You listen to the podcast. You read or listen to the books. But it's not enough. Like Christopher Walken, you want more. But not more cowbell. You want more Byzantium. And like Walken's cowbell, no one you know really understands why you want more Byzantium. Or usually, they don't even understand what Byzantium is. But we are the few, the peculiar, the Byzantiophiles. Or, my preferred term, for those of us that drift like virtual ghosts in that fascinating and forgotten empire, we are Byzantonians. We are the virtual inhabitants of what we imagine the Queen of Cities was and the empire that she ruled. Ah, yes. But how? When Robin's on hiatus and the books are all read, how to get more Byzantium? What would you say if I told you that you could be in command of the Takhmata and theme militias, fighting to preserve Byzantine cities as the tidal wave of the Caliphate's armies rise before you? Or scheme and struggle with other aristocratic families to take the throne left empty by the Bulgar Slayer? Or jockey for position with other counselors to gain the ear of Justinian I, and so influence the course of Western civilizations? Or become a merchant, managing and increasing your fleet from the perfect port of Constantinople? Or, best of all, actually be a smuggler, a priest, a Varangian, a sailor, a soldier, or an adventurer, seeking your fortune as you pass through the golden gates of Constantinople? The answer is not the blue pill. It is tabletop games, which include both board games and role-playing adventure games. There are four board games I know of that are completely Byzantium-themed. My favorite is called Byzantium. Easy to remember. This is a game about the rise of the Caliphate in the 7th century. You command the field armies and the militias of the Arab and Byzantines, even on occasion commanding the Bulgars, those pesky brutes. The game is by Martin Lawrence, who is famous for his masterful melding of theme and game mechanics, and infamous for his opaque rules. His reputation is upheld here with elegant game mechanics drenched in theme. The rulebook, however, is not for the faint of heart, but worth the effort. The game is available on eBay at a ridiculous price. Well, maybe not so ridiculous, since I will not part with my copy. Another is called by a much different name, Byzantio. I'm not kidding. Byzantio is the name. The game covers the struggle of the aristocratic houses for the throne after the death of the heirless Basil II. The game mechanics allow players to take numerous actions, bribery, negotiation, campaigning, but only so many times. So if you have used up all of your campaign moves, you can no longer campaign. The mechanics are solid in this game, and the struggle depicted such a great theme. The game is currently hard to find, but finding it would be much easier than actually taking a throne. Another game is Constantinopolis. This is a fun European game with no bloodshed, but many moving parts, and you spend the whole game wheeling and dealing in the Queen of Cities. A fairly easy game to learn and available on Amazon, as well as other fine retailers. Well, there were four copies left at Amazon when I last checked. There is also a game called Justinian. In this game, you try to maneuver your counselors closer to the ear of Justinian I. The theme is really kind of pasted on here. You could have used Napoleon, King George, or even Donald Trump with the game mechanics. But thankfully, they did not. It's just fun moving around Theodora, Narses, and Belisarius, and a slew of other counselors closer and then farther away from Justinian as you seek the emperor's ear. This one is also available on Amazon. There are also a number of games that touch on Byzantium, though they are not Byzantium-themed in whole. One of those would be Fire and Axe. There you take on the role of a Viking leader, and you are able to sack Constantinople, and also Paris and London, if you prefer. Another game, which is my favorite game, is History of the World. History of the World is a game of world conquest that traces the history of the world from the dawn of civilization to the threshold of modern times. Through seven epochs, you lead a different civilization, combating other civilizations, and you can represent either Sumerians, Persians, Romans, Huns, the Ming Dynasty, the Vikings, the Germans, or the Byzantines. These board games can immerse you in the world of Byzantium. But to really be immersed in the world, that takes participation in a role-playing or adventure game. The most well-known role-playing or adventure game is Dungeons & Dragons. However, there are many systems you can use to create a world and adventure in it. My preferred system is Savage Worlds, which is very user-friendly and also has a Roman world sourcebook. In adventure games, you draw up a character with skills, abilities, and personality quirks, and go on adventures in a world provided to you by the Game Master. I, as a Game Master, am currently running an adventure in which the players, who have taken on the roles of soldier, magician, physician, and smuggler in the world of Byzantium, are undertaking tasks set to them by their patron, Romanus Le Capinos, as he vies for the throne. And all the while, my players are befriending a certain bookish prince, whose days are certainly numbered. Or are they? Thank you for listening. This has been a lot of fun. And also thanks to Robin for the history of Byzantium and this opportunity. This is the Mad Duke, signing off.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.